In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. As always, let's start off our conversation turning to Mary, who is the Mother of God, the Mother of Church, and the Mother of you and me. As we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let's turn to the Holy Spirit and ask for the Holy Spirit's help. As we say that classical, beautiful prayer of the Holy Spirit, Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. Thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant it by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lady Fatima, Saint Joseph, all God's angels and saints. We're talking about how to prepare for Christmas. We've gone through quite a few numbers. And I'd like to talk today about what we can do to celebrate Christmas by means of a biblical parable and then some practical advice. This is a biblical parable. Jesus says that there was a shepherd that had 100 sheep. One of the sheep wandered from the fold. And the shepherd went after looking for the sheep. There's a very famous painting that depicts these various elements. The sheep is present, but he's fallen off a cliff into a hole. Above, you can see the huge expanse, you see the sky, you can see these big birds that are approaching. One is very close to the sheep, hovering down, about to devour the sheep. There's another one that's farther away. And that bird is a carnivorous bird. It's called a vulture. Vultures are birds that are aware of the fact when animals as well as people are weak and danger, and they would come down to devour. Then you see, the sheep is in the little hole, having fallen off the cliff, but the shepherd has arrived. And that shepherd is the good shepherd. That good shepherd has a name. And the name of the good shepherd is Jesus Christ, who said, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. And I am willing to give up my life for the sheep. The Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I shall want. You can see he has a crown of thorns on his head. You can see, if you look closely, he's got the wounds in his hands. You can see also that there's a thorn branch that is actually embedded in his back. Okay? How do we interpret that? We interpret that in this way, that Jesus Christ suffered for us. He sacrificed himself for us. He went to the cross for us. He went to Calvary for us. All that was done because he loves us so much. And the fact that he's got that thorn branch embedded in his back, obviously that means that he had to go through forests and through thickets and through brambles and through briars and through thorn bushes. In other words, he was really sacrificing himself for the sake of that lost sheep. It's a photo. But I think we can turn it into a YouTube. The photo can be turned into a YouTube or a film. There it is, frozen. Make it alive now. You can see the shepherd bowing down. the shepherd gently taking the sheep from the hole. You can see the shepherd gently placing the sheep upon his shoulders. You can see the shepherd is experiencing the coldness of the sheep because the sheep has been there overnight. You can see the shepherd who is willing to suffer the moisture, the coldness, and the dampness, and even maybe the bad smell of the sheep, so that the shepherd can take the sheep back to the fold and back to safety. And when he places them back among the other 99 sheep, he's done his job. The good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I shall want. That's my message today. Jesus is the good shepherd, and we are the sheep of his flock. But we're also called to be good shepherds. If you have children, you are called, by being a mother or father, you are called to be a good shepherd. We as priests, we are also called to be good shepherds of the flock that is given to us. A catechist has his children. She's also called to be a good shepherd of the flock that has been entrusted to her, those children. In a certain sense, an older brother is called to be a good shepherd of his younger siblings. It can be applied in a universal sense. But we have to say this with utmost clarity. For us to be a good shepherd to our sheep, first, we have to be a good sheep of the good shepherd. It's the only way it's going to work. So I invite all of you to reflect upon this. Think about a lost sheep you maybe have in your family. Son or daughter or relative, whoever it might be. And how can you bring this sheep back to the arms of the Good Shepherd? Pray over it. Go to Mass. Offer your communion for this person. And maybe even take the initiative to invite this lost sheep back to Mass for Christmas. The Christmas Mass, making a good confession, and you'll have the lost sheep that is returned to the fold. So that's the message. To be a good shepherd, we have to be good sheep of the good shepherd. So we pray, the Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Amen.